Sean.
Sean.
Continue. Soccer. Do you say God is not great? Swami. Sure, God is not great. What does God do? He is not a jnani. Yes. Swami, when there is no guru, there is no value of him. When there is no guru, there is no value of a god. So, either the god is great or the guru is great. That means you say guru is great. Who created this guru? Come on, answer me. Who created? Swami, all creations are done by God, that's all. Among that, one comes up with God. So, how do you declare? How do you declare it? So what's your definition is? Swami, when we sowed the seeds, plenty of seeds, among that, one will grow well and give fruit. So, then, soaking is correct, no? Soaking is done by a person. Swami, the earth is created by soaking. That means it's already there. So you say God did not create anything. Sorry, God created, but the guru say the guru is not created by God. Maybe you like your guru more, so you don't like God. That's why you say, since you have an ego that your mother is a god. Goddess. That is why you talk all this. Swami, sorry to say this. Always the truth will not be accepted immediately. The truth takes lot of analyzations and it ends with a good result. So, my point of view is, I think it is right. So you say you don't have any ego. Swami, I have ego or not, is to be said by you. If you say so, I accept. I just obey to it. If you say no, I just obey for it. So, okay. You come to the point. So, Guru is not created by God. Swami, gods are created by Guru. I ask different, you are saying different. Guru is not created by God. Gods are created by Guru. Here, can anyone understand this point? Can anyone understand this point?
Try to be understood. It was Adi Vyasa who had first written up the whole thing, and according to that, the gods have acted. So similar, so because of that, we can say that Guru has created the gods and the entire sequence of events.
So your answer is what I say is right. Yes, or
no? Yes.
So, Guru only created God. Am I right?
Yes.
But my Guru's question is, who created the Guru? Who created the Guru? Who created the Guru? It's very, very, very hard to understand who created the Guru. But easy to say, Guru is created by God. But I always come to the conclusion that Guru created God. According to the Dhyana Yoga, the rishis, they saw from their Kundalini Shakti formation of God. Which has been mentioned as God. The Shabda Matras in the earth, sounds in the earth, vibration of the sound which you get or which you catch, then you can understand. So, all of you, please listen carefully. So, once the vibration and the sound effect enters your body, then you start analyzing what is the sound means, why this vibration is coming, what is it. Once you start analyzing, the analyzation inside you goes deeper, deeper and deeper. See, the sound is going deeper. So once the analyzation goes deeper, from where the sound is, so once we see the sound, we turn to the direction. Once you turn to the direction, the sound enters inside you as a vibration. This is the logic, science. So once the vibration enters, what kind of vibration is this? And from where it comes from, And from where it comes from? Why I have this vibration inside me? Why things happening inside me? How could I listen to the sound? What is the sound is? Omkara. The sound is Omkara. I get the sound of Omkara. But sound is Omkara. For example, sometimes we get different types of sounds. Some sounds definitely irritates us. Why is that? Some sounds makes us pleasant. Why is that? Some sounds makes us happy. Why is that? And some sounds makes us peace. That is, you keep silent, and you listen to the sound. Oh, what a beautiful sound. Who created this beautiful sound? From where it has come? Let me analyze the sound. Once I analyze the sound, I have a pleasant vibration. Once the Omkaram sound is analyzed, I have a pleasant sound inside. When I have the pleasant vibration, then I could feel the nature's beauty. Until then, oh, I am a great fool. I have not noticed all this. But now, I could feel it. I could feel the vibration. I feel so pleasant. I feel this nature is the best, which gives me a pleasant happiness. That happiness is not the mere seeing happiness, it is from the internal happiness. I get it from internal. I get the sound. So when I go on analyze this, it goes on practicing. I go on practicing the sound. When I go on practicing the sound, the vibration increases inside me. So when the vibration increases, I feel I am a different person from a person. So this is what Upanishad and Yoga theory says. Dhyan Marg says this. Swami, according to this, how can a God create the Guru? That means, so there is no God. That is what your conclusion is. Swami, that can be also true. Give me a clap. Girl, I think I have to throw you out. You are crossing the margin now. I think you are not to be a fit of that great Saptarishi. This is what your answer is. It's not Max. I'm not happy with it. Swami, thank you. But one thing is, maybe I do mistake, not my guru. I don't like pointing on my guru. A guru will never ever do any mistake since they are being represented as a guru. Who represents them? Come to the point now. Swami, guru of guru will represent me. Guru's guru will represent me. So, you say, God is not great. God doesn't create the guru. Swami, gods are created by God. Swami, the sound is created by God. Now we come to the conclusion. The sound is created by the God, and we are all in the sound. Who can catch the sound? Who cannot catch the sound? That's the difference. Swami, sometimes some things will be in front of us, but we'll be searching for it. It'll be in front of our eyes, yet we are searching. Am I right?
Yes.
Am I right? Always. Always. Mostly. Most of us keep in our hand things and we'll be searching for it. So, the thing is already there. So, it is being there. The sham, that is vibration, and the shabda matra. Swami, I say that is God, or that is the creation of God. The sound, the sound. This sound disturbs. Sometimes it irritates. Breeze is pleasant, but the sound is irritation. That's the lesson. Sometimes sound will be pleasant. Like, we listen to the radio or song. When it is mild, it gives pleasant. When it is louder, it irritates. When mother talks politely, it is so pleasant. And she shouts. Irritates. Why? So same mother, same sound, the difference of sound and vibration makes us. That makes us the difference. So this sound and vibration creates the enmity. This sound and vibration creates the friendly. This sound and vibration creates the relationship. So this sound is irritating. Even though the child may feel sometimes, this is also so this is how the sound has been created. So he created the sound. So today we are going on the subject of sound. Anywhere there is a disturbance. Can someone help me?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Or we should not disturb their work. Sorry for that. So now the sound and vibration irritates, pressures, all this. Swami, this is always created by whom? Of course. This is all created by God. I accept it. So this, all these varieties of sounds and vibrations are created by God. Among that, which variety we decide and take it, that is. So the choice is given to us, Swamiji, not God is having the choice. So now, can you all say, who created you? For this, the answer is, God created God. Guru created God. Totally answer is different, but that's the answer. Who created Guru? Gods are being created by Guru. This is the answer. Can't understand?
Yes.
Please raise your hands, can't understand. Yes? You can raise. No problem. Others all understood, no? Not understood. Better not understanding is best than understanding things. This is Upanishad, which is very strong. Which is, of course, it makes you all sleepy. But it is a work for the brain, not for your body. So this work is very hard to understand. All these Shabda Matras are created by God. So you all accept this? Suppose you all are there. Suppose you all are here. I keep varieties of fruits. All varieties. Now, I say you select which variety you want. It's your choice. In this fruits, there is dry fruits. So we keep varieties. We have seen on the last day of Chitra Purnima, we keep all varieties, all types of fruits, everything is there. Why do we keep this? Why we keep this? Because all is given by God. God has given all this. He has created all this. Among this, choice. Easiest. Now, I kept everything in front of you. So you have all types, all varieties are there. Now what you have to do? You have to select which one is. So selection also I have given to you. I said anyone what you like, you take. Anyone what you like, you take it. Okay? Now what you do? Some will be rushing, some will be grabbing. Oh, I need that food, somebody should not take it. Some will be under rush. But the order is only one food per person. So what you do? There are five varieties which you like the five. But the order is again comes for one. So what you will do? Among the five, which one you like more, you will be selecting. You will be selecting that. Which one is more? Swami, the selection is whose? Can anyone say? The selection is whose?
The individual's. The individual's selection.
So the individual's selection. So you select. The person, two will like the same fruit or three may like the same fruit. But all cannot like the same fruit. Why? God has created. Why can't all like all fruits? Why is this difference? So if God has created us, then we should like all fruits. Why there is favoritism? Come on, say. Why there is favoritism? Why don't we go for favoritism? Why do we select? Oh, this is too much sweet. This is sour I like. This is sweet I like. This is bitter I like. This is all taste buds inside you changes. Your taste buds changes. So now what God has created? Created all the same. Among that, we select ourselves. Among that, we select ourselves. How do we select? According to our taste buds. According to our own self analyzation. We think. Suppose, for an example, a person thinks he likes sweets more. But when he analyzes inside himself, no. The fact is that. Am I glad? Here, he wants to eat something. So that made him to eat sweet sometime. Which made it as a practice. Not is like. Like is different, practice is different. So now let us analyze ourselves. Are we practicing this or are we liking this? What we are doing? Most of the days, or most of us, we only practice trial. Everything goes on a trial. Nothing is endless. So, the path continues on this trial basis. Let We have not completed this trial, so we go for a next circle of trial. Then we go for a next circle of trial, unless we should understand what I like. So what I like, so among these fruits, what is your liking for? Not your practice fruit, like fruit. Which fruit you like? So, small example of this. Which is your Ishta Devata? So, Ishta Devata is immediately also your baby. Because no one goes for liking, again, two I said, liking one, practice one. So, which is your Ishta Devata? Ishta Devata means liking one, not practicing one. So, you are like God or you are practicing God? Come on. We don't like God. We like God? No one likes God. We just go for a practice system. Let us go. Yes, God. This Upanishad, which is very different from the general Upanishads and is very difficult to understand. And this Upanishad says that no God but created by God. No God created by God. Who created Guru? Guru created God. Never say Guru created themselves. Guru created God. Because the answer, if you say, if a Guru says that, then it becomes ego. You understood?
Yes.
Who created Guru? The Guru should not say, I am created by God. That is ego. Can anyone accept this? Can anyone accept this? According to this Upanishad logic, yes. Why? Because in this one, as you select the five, that is varieties of fruits, among that, which one you select, not as a practice, as a life. So, you take it as a life. When you take it as a life, that means, if you answer us, God created me means, you understood God, so you are having me. That is the answer. No person can understand the God. So here, the Guru says that Guru can create the God, it's easy for him. But Guru is not created. It is difficult for us. Of course, this Upanishad definitely it's a very difficult for us to understand because I'm very sorry, Sri, you are all below the basic values. So in this, I am not able to go further because your basic level is very, very poor. But this is the question answer between me and Adi Vyasa. So this has to be said here. So it has been told here. So the analyzation, if you could do, definitely you could work on this Upanishad. Once you work on this Upanishad, you will say, who are you? Nothing. You have to come to the conclusion, I am nothing. Can anyone say that I am nothing? We can't. Because we think we are everything. Have a clap. Who created Guru? Now the answer is God is being created by. How? The answer goes different way. That the Guru has to select, that is, you all have to select the path, that is, which you like. Once you say which you like is right, what you like? Most of us, I could say 99.99%, we don't know what we like. We could say, I like this on the temporary basis, not on purpose. So what is the permanent base of liking? That is what the Upanishad says. Soul is searching for the liking. Soul is searching for the liking. For that it is practicing. For that it is practicing. So the soul is want something, what we need, what we need, what we need, what we need. It goes for on searching. What it sees? It says, this I have seen it, so this is no value of it. It says, everything is nothing. Who is related to you? No one. I am only practicing, so I can't get the relationship. So where I am standing, where do I stand? I don't know. I don't know. Where do I stand? But I have to go in search. So we are all just searching. Just searching. Sometimes we think, we pray, and we think we get it, or we got it. Who God has given? No. Somewhere in subject mind, we would have searched that. It has been given now as gift. Have you clapped? God does anything? No. Why should he give for me? He has given everything which I am in search of selecting it. Am I great? No. Why? Because I am still searching. What do I like? That is what I am searching. Where do I search? Where do I search this? I was searching my inside. I'm searching outside. I'm searching inside. Also, I'm searching outside. But result, no, I couldn't get it. But one day I will find the result. One day I will find the result. When will that day come? That day is called as the enlightenment. That day is called the enlightenment. Is prayer necessary? No! Why should I pray? Prayers are made for searching only. When I am in the process for searching, then I avoid the prayer. So, here I don't say don't pray or don't say sarsana. This is all the initial stage for you. Or you keep a step for searching. That's all. So we are saying sarsana if you say, I had the darshan. Because it's only a starting stage. As we all know, God is omnipresent. So don't say that, I got the darshan. Everybody can get the darshan. Darshan is easy when you understand. So once you understand the nature, so you get the darshan. So that's totally different from what God is. So the selections are kept on there for you to select which one you want, what you want, and once you select, then you have to proceed. Swami, according to this theory, I could say only selections can be done. Then I should like it. Without a taste, will I like it? Without a taste, will I like it? Oh! This person says, this is bitter. Maybe for him bitter, not for me. Why can't I taste? Small joke. It's only a joke. Don't take it serious. Those who got married, they say, okay, don't get married. It's a joke. But the other person will say, because you got married, you will say all this. Let me go inside, see, then I will say that.
I will also say that.
So, what is Maya in this? God created Maya. No, He kept all varieties. He kept all varieties here. Selection has been given to you. So, which is Maya here? Selection. The person who selects this, he, the selection of him is the Maya. It's not a great word. Or never think according to this Upanishad, oh Maya, it's so difficult, I cannot come out of Maya, all this. Once you selected, you are God. You can't escape. Because you have to taste it. So, the other meaning of faith, it says, all varieties let me taste. So, we go for a practical. So now we are all under. Now we are only tasting. We are not liking. Do we like? So can anyone say, oh, what is your Ishta Devata? We are only tasting. We are only tasting. So here, why I say Guru creates God? So we'll go that tomorrow. Why is this? So now you get some interesting in this subject. Those who like Upanishad, they will like this. Rest of them, they have a lot of work. Feel sleepy. Upanishads are so sad, even in those days, Rishi's classes, most of them used to sleep. Why? The words are so beautiful. There's a difference between they sleep and now what you sleep. Those days it was mesmerizing them. The words, they go for a deep thought because they were analyzing. Once the guru stops the subject, stops, immediately they will also start their analyzing in their brain. So, they get sleep. The person who doesn't do anything, analyzations, he also gets sleep. So this is the two kind of sleeps. So this sleep is different from the other. So the Upanishad says, who created Guru? The Guru answers, yes, God is created by God. God is created by God. Because the selection is made by me, if I say, it becomes a me. If I say the selection is made by me, it becomes ego. Even that vision is very hard condition. Even proudly I can't say I am doing japa. If you say you are doing japa, the person who written the Upanishad, the guru is about. You have ego. But we are saying I am doing japa regularly. Now we say I do abhishek, I do this, I do that. How much of ego speak? So, the Upanishad concludes, because today is the main day of ego putting down, according to our ashram. Day 4th day, Durga killing Mahishasura. So ego, so that is why this subject comes. It's from the Rig Veda, this Upanishad is there. So it's not that easy to understand. Upanishads are made for you to analyze. Think, analyze. It's not so easy that I attained everything. Who attained everything? If a person attained everything, he should be in the forest. So attainment is totally different. The guru, you cannot analyze, or you cannot say that my guru is attained or not attained. We don't have rights. But we can always say that my guru is great. That's the difference. Guru is great. Does he attain? I cannot value. Who am I to value my guru? Nowadays, we only value ourselves and say, I attained everything. So, this guru is not attained, you cannot say, because you are not supposed to. Guru has to be respected. So, here the Upanishad gives full respect for the guru. Why? Because he selected. Among the varieties of fruits, he selected one. That path is the Omkara. That path is the Omkara. That is, that path is God's way. So he starts practicing on it. So once he starts practicing on it, slowly he is used to it, then slowly he is attaining it. Then slowly he understands, attains, and merges. This is the theory. Understands, attains, then merges. So what do we understand? Where are we now? What do we know? Nothing. Is my answer this correct Swamiji? Not up to the mark. Anyway, I can accept it. Those days, for you all to say, Guru will immediately won't give any marks. Why? Are they bad? No. They expect you to analyze more. Nowadays, we want always praise from our Guru. That is me. No. Guru has to scold. Guru has to be. Always say that. When a Guru praises us, that means we are under the mark. That is the clear in this verse. So when a Guru praises you, oh, you are great, that means somewhere we are doing mistake. The mistake is finding out. Are we glad? Where are we going? Are we going on the path of right way or are we going on the path of wrong way? So Guru, please don't expect Guru to praise you. Ask Guru to scold you. Are you ready? Yes. Who is ready to get scolding from the Guru? One word Guru says to you. Better this Guru is not Guru. We can go for another Guru. That is our logic. The Guru who scolds you, who brings you to the level, is best. The Guru who praises you, that means he puts you down. He says, somewhere you are wrong. You should understand. This Upanishad says this. I can't help it. That is why, once we started this Upanishad, immediately, Adivyasa started going on schooling. He said, get out of this class. I said, okay Swami, but I didn't go. Why should I? He may say get out. Why should I? You should go. It is my right to sit in front of him. It is his right to say me to go. Let him say what his right is. Let me know what my right is. That is this open. You all understood? What is this Upanishad? Let Guru say anything. Let him kick. Let him do anything. It is his right. Because I surrendered to him. I bow down to him. I surrendered to him. He has all rights to kill me. Kill me. Nowadays it is very dangerous. That was the Upanishad, the law. He has every right to kill me. He can do anything what he wants to do. Let him do it. Let him kill me. No problem. At the same time, my rights is that I have to receive everything, not that I have to kill him back. You can say this way also. That is why I am clearing here. Don't think that I can kill you. Because I have my right to kill you, you have your right to kill me. Then it is a fight. It is my right to receive what all my Guru gives. Let him kill me, no problem. But I just pray to him that please, please, please scold me. Please, please, please scold me. Don't praise me. Only one person is eligible to be praised. That is the nature. According to this Upanishad, the Shabda Matra, Om, Omkaram, only can be praised. So, by this, today we conclude. And I want to give some few informations. We have done a very wonderful birthday celebration for our my Utsava Murti, Astaruja Swarna Kamala Lakshmi. So, all of you will be blessed by my Guru Adi Vyasa, Atri Maharishi, and by my mom, Shiva Jagadatri. And you all know, whenever my mom comes in advance, she selects a lamb. Same way, for this Uchamoti also, selections started. Wishes started coming as Hamsa Vahana and Simha Vahana and Garuda Vahana. So, on my temple, forthcoming temple, which our founder will keep in the Utsav, that one day Hamsa Vahana sitting as Saraswati, one day sitting as Kali in land, and on the other day as Lakshmi in Garuda. So according to this, you all know, in trans, in ashram, so the three persons has been selected as Hamsa Vahana, Simha Vahana and Garuda Vahana. So, number one, Hamsa Vahana, Srini Raghavan, that is, if I call, please get up. The Hamsa Vahana for Ashtapati Swarnakamala Lakshmi. Then Simha Vahana. So our, who is the Simha Vahana? So everybody know him again. So Mr. Ganesh is being Simha Vahana for Ashtapati Swarnakamala. Oh, we need wealth. Even though we talk of permission, wealth has to be there. We are not ready to leave anything in this world. Suppose we keep a pen, we'll be searching on for the pen. That much attachment we have for a pen, we are not ready to sacrifice that. To sacrifice pen, ping, all this. We go from small things. Small ping, we'll be searching and searching and searching and we say, where is the pen? Okay, this goes, let us buy another pen. Because we need the same pin. So, we are attached from which level? A pin level. So, we need that pin level of wealth to buy plenty of pins. So, Lakshmi's blessings we want. If Lakshmi is there, Saraswati will not be there. Why? Because you will be more attached to the material ills. So, Jnana will run away from you. Once we are more attached to the material, then Jnana is run away. Because once we come to ashram, first thing we see what are the facilities we have. What facilities I have. How I have to be. Even we are not ready to sacrifice anything in ashram. All should be how I am. So, we are so cheap. We are so cheap. We want what we expect from everywhere, everything. So that kind of level of mind we have. Anyway, let us not worry. We want Lakshmi. So for this, Lakshmi has to come, fly and come fast to us and give us wealth. So next, we keep Garuda. Our Srivatsan as the Garuda. So all the three will stand in an order. Do you all show their faces? Who all are the? And you could say that they are fellas. Selected rishis are best or worst. Not towards me, that side. We are in charge for everyone. So we are very grateful that my duty is over, so that this birthday has given us the selections of great persons. Maybe they are rishis. Who knows? So they will create Shivambi. No? No. You are create Shivambi.
It's already been created.
No. When it is created, it is already created. If somebody has to take it and show this is what is created. Understood? Clap. If I say there is a mind, who knows what is my case, where is my case, what it works, how it works, from where it comes. How does it? So there should be a person who created it. So our founder is here, Jnana Shakti, who created it? God created by? So let us understand. So who created God?
Guru.
Now you all accept that?
Now the conclusion.
For our Shiv Devi temple, and this tree will be the spreading. So creator of the mind. So these people has to say what mic is, how mic works, and they should bring it to the world. So I hand over this to this four person. One more is required. We need five. So fifth is my mother, Shivam Jagdas. Why I bring her here? She is the origin of my birth. So always origin should be respected. But I will say lastly, why? Because origin is, there is no lost, there is no first. So always it's great. So in Upanishad class I said, God is not great. But now I say, origin is great. Don't think I am confusing. We will, still there are classes for us. And still there is plenty of things to analyze. Last conclusion when it comes, you will see that the analyzation comes into a proper, practical liking, merging.